We are learning Masechta Zuma Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. We are beginning from the two dots. Nosanas Amolei Bereikon. It says in the Mishnah at the end that after you do the zrikas on the Bereiches, and you do that from the Dama Par, then from the Dama Asoyer, you do zrikas Achas Lamayla V'Shev Lamat on the Bereiches. Afterwards, our Mishnah said you mix the Dam together, and you do the four hazoyas on the corners, then seven on the top. And we learned yesterday that our Mishnah is going to Mandi Yama, that you mix it first. Before you do the four hazoyas on four matanos, on the koronos of the Zvei HaPnimi, you mix it together. And the Lashon of Mishnah is an interesting Lashon. It says you mix it together, and then you pour, it's like this. Ira dam parada zev dam asar, you mix it, it means pour. You pour a dam parada zev dam asar. Then it says, v'nosan asam molei v'rekon. What's tight nosas molei v'rekon? That will be a discussion of our Gemara. First Gemara starts off with a shayla. So let's see the Gemara. Nosas molei v'rekon. Bayu minei ra'im v'acham v'am rav chista. Haniach mizrak v'seich mizrak v'kibol as dam. It's a regular day. The halacha is, when you do a shchita, you have to do a kabbalah with a keli called a mizrak. So let's say he wasn't a kabbalah directly with the mizrak. He put one keli in the other keli, he put one cup into the other cup, and he held the bottom cup, and he did a kabbalah like that. And the halach is that you have to hold the actual cup that you're doing kabbalah for. Like Rashi speaks out, and it says in the pasuk, "Devalokach medam apar medam asar hachlekicha achizus hamizraki." That pasuk is actually Yom Kippur, but the same thing for every kabbalah. There's devalokach. You have to take the mizrak and do the kabbalah. So the question is, when you have one cup and another cup, is that a chatzitza or not? Min a chaytzitza or in a chaytzitza? Since the same min, it's not chaytzitza. So maybe even the same min could be a chatzitza between your hand and the keli, because I'm holding a different keli, not the keli that's holding the dam. I'm holding the keli under that. Is that a chatzitza or not? That was the shayla that Rami Bacham asked of Chista. So Chista answers, it's a Mishnah. Amalei Tanisua. It says in our Mishnah, Nosan asam molei bereikam. After you mixed it, you took the molei and you put it in the reikam. Pashas, what does that mean? My love, hoishiv mizrak molei sech mizrak reikam. What it was, you took the full cup and put it into the empty cup. Not that you poured it. You put the whole cup into that cup. So you see, Klar, what?
And therefore
you see, you can hold on to the cup and it's not a chatzitza. No, not after. No, four zrikas. Four zrikas. He mixed it.
Before the last one of the avocados.
Right, yeah. So now he walked to the Mizbeach Aprimi with this two cups. But the question is, maybe that's the thing that's bothering you also. Why would you sort of do such a thing? Like, why would you do such a thing? You mixed it and you put it. Why would you do such a thing? Why would you allow to do such a thing?
What are you going to hold on to?
What? There's a can. There's a stand. Put it on the stand.
Why would you do such a, I would think that the reason why you do it is because this way you're actually doing you're doing the matan dhamma from both.
What do you have to do with a cup for? You have to do with both cups. You don't have to mix. You know. So my sense is the Mefarshim says, the Chizk explains that the habit will be, you think, since it's so full now, you have both bloods in here, so you wanted to have a cup, a backup, under it to catch if anything falls down. That's how Siyah Chizkiah learns. He learns that you have two cups to catch. Yeah, so you're picturing our cups. Their cups were a little wider on top, so there was room that came in, that something will fall in. That's what he said, that would be the habit. In my Samar says it's not what it means. Loi, what it means is, Ira Mizrak Malay Litak Mizrak Rekon. It means you pour what's in the full Mizrak into the empty Mizrak. And why would you do that? He already mixed it. You already poured the Dam Par into Dam Sar. Why would you pour back the Dam now back into the empty one? Makes no sense. And for the market, Arva and Yafa Yafa, in order to mix it very well. So Akapanim, we were not pushed to Shiloh. We have a Shiloh, we're gonna bring a charming another raya. More a Shiloh if it's called a chatzitza or not. So more to arrive my Mishnah says you put the empty one into the full one into the empty one, more to you put the cup into the other cup. No. Not what it means. It means you pour it from one to another one, and therefore it's not a raya. Let's try bring another raya. Tashima. Hayoimel Gabi Kaili. One of the Kahanim was standing doing Avodah. The halacha is when you do Avodah, you have to stand on the floor directly. And we learn it out. We learn it out from a drasha in Pesachos Pesachim. The Gemara learns out a drasha there. That since the Ritzpah is Mekudeshes and Klishare is Mekudeshim, just like Klishare you can't have a chatzitza between you and the Kli, the same thing by the Ritzpah you can't have, that means the floor, there can't be chatzitza between you and the Ritzpah. What does it mean, Klishare? Machlekes Rishonim in Pesachos Pesachim. Does it mean a Klishare like the Kalim we're talking about until now, or it means Begadim? You know, Begadim also can't be chatzitza. Big Dekuna have to be Al Basara. So just like Deer has no chatzitza, Ritzpah has no chatzitza. But either way, there is a drasha that says that you cannot have a chatzitza when you're standing on the floor. And it says over there in the Sefer Zvachim, the Mishnah, you were standing on top of a kli while you did avoda, or you got a regel chaveiro, or your friend's foot, puzzle. Aye, your friend's foot is min b'minoi. So you see, even min b'minoi, the same min, two, the same type of thing, are chaitzis. Remember, the whole shaila with the two cups are, is min b'minoi chaitzis. For sure, if it's different min, for sure, it's chaitzis. There's chatzitza. The question was, two, the same thing that called chatzitza. So here you see, that if you're standing on your friend's foot, the halacha is that it's possible. No, don't bring it right from your friend's foot. Your friend's foot never becomes bottle. The whole reason why you would say there's no chatzitza is because it becomes bottle, it becomes subordinate to the thing that you're holding. But here, your foot, your friend's foot doesn't become bottle. Whenever he wants, he can move it. So it can't be bottle to your foot, and then it's like I'm standing on a ritzba, because it can't become part of. It can't become part of anything. It belongs to him, his foot. He can move it anytime he wants. Therefore, it's not shaykh and bittul. Don't bring a raya from there that it's chaytzis. Really, you can say mim mina loy chaytzis. Shani regal there that you're not mevatlet in the same place. He always can move it. Zok to gemara vayta. Boi minay dog gemara vayta. Ikedamri. Different pshat in this shayla of why you wouldn't be able to put a mizrak into another mizrak. Ikedamri. Halki boi minay. This is the shayla that they asked, not al chatzitza. The shayla was like this: derech sheiris bekach or ein derech sheiris bekach. That means even if you say it's not a chatzitza, of course, mimimina. That we knew for sure. The taka, the fact of the matter is, in all the masechtos, the gemara paskins, mimimina is not chatzitz. But the question here is: is this derech sheiris to walk around with two cups on top of each, you know, in each other? Is that a derech sheiris? Is that a derech avoda? Toshima, Tani Rabbi Shmuel says in the pasuk. It's called clay asharis ashi sharsubam bekaidish. This is a pasuk in Parashas Bamidbar where it's talking about when they took the kelim and they wrapped them up. It says in the pasuk this: Lokwas called clay hasharis ashi sharsubam bekaidish nosnu al begat chelis. So in darshanin, clay sounds like a rabbim, and asharis sounds like one job. So it's mashma shnei kelim asharis achas. You can use two kelim for one sharis. Which example would be to put one cup in another cup and do a Kabbalah. So what you see from here is that it is derech sheiris b'kach to use two kelim and one sheiris. And that's a raya in the Mara Paisa Nashayla. Frank Tayshu Shanim, the Lachayra, why isn't it a raya also that miminoi einoi chaitzitz? Because how do you have clay sheiris with one job? Must be it's one another one. Ay, it's a chatzitza. So why bring a raya to the first child also? Why only the second child to bring a raya? As we're talking about, amalei poshet mahach braisa lishna kama. The mimine ene chaitzitz. That's the Tayshu Shalom's kasha.
It's
a
sheiris b'kach. You
know, right. Why? No, it's a child of chatzitza. Another thing is you have to hold the keli itself with your own hand. So how are you not holding the keli? It's a different keli. That's the question. That was
the
first shayla.
The extension of the keli.
No, that's the question. There are shayla different in the sheiris, but here's shayla chatzitza. That's the question. There's a chatzitza. It's not between you and the dam. There's a chatzitza of not a keli. So here it's a raya. It's a raya that's not a chatzitza. That's the kasha of Tosfos Shom. Tosfos Shom answers that you have to say it's inami married b'inyan loy have a chatzitza. You have to say in a case that was not a chatzitza, you have to work out a case where it's a shayla of two kelim with one job without a chatzitza. And it doesn't tell you how you have a case, but you should know that the Kesef Mishnah learns Psha and the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that it's ena chaitza. That's the Rambam paskins. And the shayla is, where does the Rambam get this from? If the Gemara here blives by a shayla. That's the Kesef Mishnah asks. The Lechayra, the Gemara says it's a shayla. And the Kesef Mishnah, that Rafida Rambam, Rambam Taka relied on this Toshma to answer that question. Taka to answer this Shaila, but from that Raya, from Klei Shores, that there's no Chatzitza. That's how the Kesef Mishnah learns. The Rambam is in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, says, Nosa Mizrak Osech Mizrak, Vekibel Kosher. Mim B'mina Eine Chaitzitz. That's his Lashon Rambam. The Pelech, the Rambam. The Gemara has another answer. Has the Rambam though? Teretz is, Zok the Kesef Mishnah, this Braisa. This Toshma's Kasha will be a Raya to that. That's how the Kesef Mishnah learns. So tomorrow night, another shayla. Boim le Rav Meir bar Chama, Rav Chista. Heniach siv b'soich hamizra. Give us a dam. So here, it's not the same min. You put like a sieve. A sieve is like a some material. It's made out of the vines that grow around the palm tree. So it's covering the inside of the keli, but it's porous. It's not. It has holes in it. So you put that in the Mizrach. Kivu is a da'amau. Mimim mishayin mino yichoytzes. Mine says two minim. One's a mino keli, it's gold. And the other thing is made out of something that grows on a palm tree. So it's choytzes. Oh, yeah, no, choytzes. Why not? Kivu in the mechalchel, since it's porous and water comes through it, lo yichayit. There's no chatzitza. Oh, you didn't know. Oh, it makes no difference. So what? It's mechalchel. It's still a chatzitza. That's the Gemara Shaila. Gemara Shaila basically is like this. Here it's choytzes really, because it's ain't a mino. Question is, since it's a mechalchel, is that called chatzitza or not? Amalei Tanina, I said I'll bring a raya from a Mishnah Maseches Paro. A Mishnah Maseches Paro says the halacha is that you have to take mayim for your Paro Aduma, mayim chayim el keli. It has to come straight from a spring into the keli, and that's where you get your water from. Let's say in the middle of this keli there was a sponge, and so the sponge, whatever in the sponge, is not good because it has to be from the keli. From the sponge, the water is not good. But does the sponge, is that called a hefsek between the water and the keli? So it says in the Mishnah, Zoylev v'ahilech adshem agil esvog, you pour out the water until you reach the svog. So what do you see? They're not worried about the chatzitza part. They're only worried about the water in the svog. But the rest of the water is kosher. Even if the water is not touching the keli, it's sitting on top of the svog. It's still kosher. So you see that it's not a chatzitza. So my answer is no, shani maya the klishi. Don't bring a raya from water to blood. Water is very light. And therefore goes through everything. It goes all over, goes through everything. So there you can say it's attached to the keli, going through the svog, through the holes of the svog it's attached. But dam, which is thicker, so it's very possible that it does not call the attachment to the keli by going through a sieve. Maybe shani dam, maya de klishi. Ikadamri, the Gemara says it is a pshitas, hachi pashle. But dam takas kosher, bring a rye from there, that's liquid. But pekoimitz, the halach is, you do a kemitza. That means you take a handful, a fistful of flour, and you bring it to Mizbech, you have to put it into a keli. That's din Kabbalah. And then you have halacha. So if you put it into a keli on top of the sieve, it's possible. Why? Because flour, either we have it, maybe it's like water, because it's thin. No, it's not thin enough, and that would be possible. So the Ikadam is passing, dam is kosher, and kaim is possible. For the first lashon, there was no raya from dam, from mayim to dam. But the second raya was a raya. We did bring a raya. Anything liquidy that's mechalchel is not a problem of chatzitza. That's what comes out in our Gemara. That if it's an amino, if it's chaytzis, but unless it has holes in it, then it could be it's good. And we had before, mim amino, a shayla, and according to Rabbi and Paskins, that mim amino is taka, not chaytzis.